How are you guys handling the competition? It seems like there's one play, there's one guy sitting with the ones, and the next play is someone else, and you know the rotation there.
I think good. I like the way they've responded and have handled it. We're trying to keep it within our room to compete as much with ourselves and try to just be as multiple as we can, working in different personnel groupings, keep everybody ready to go in different situations, working with different groups of the two of us in there along with the safeties whenever they get down in there. So I've been happy with the way they've competed, the way they've worked, and the effort that they put in so far in camp.
How did you think they blitzed in?
You know, as much as we did pressure, you would have loved to have seen more production, obviously. But I think based on what we ended up doing and how we sped up the time clock of the offense, I think we got something done and accomplished in that regard. Obviously, just going back and looking at the tape, we talked about it in there, some different things we could do, maybe be a little cleaner on some one-on-ones, clean up our timing, clean up our disguise, and do some things better there. But we definitely got the job done, I think, of keeping the offense out of rhythm, off balance, and make sure that quarterback felt the pressure and speed up his time clock.
I was just going to say, it's a little bit different when they're playing next to a safety, getting the timing up versus another inside linebacker.
Yeah, it takes a little bit there. It takes some reps to make sure we're on the same page and how we're hitting it and doing those things. But I think we're building to a point where we're comfortable with each other in there and we'll be able to execute that just fine.
What have you seen from Jordan Tripp, given the full off season with you now and early in camp?
I still really like what Jordan brings to our unit. He's been around, been through different systems. His communication and his football IQ and awareness are really high, and I think that brings something to the group, both on the field and the way he communicates situationally every snap in the meeting room, how he can talk things through, and I think just those things and bringing his presence to the unit in those regards have helped immensely. And I think he's a big-time competitor. He plays the game hard, and he likes to compete with a level of toughness. So I like the way he's headed and what he can add to our group.
I think he got here in December last year, and I remember in January and during the playoffs, I overheard him in the locker room talking to Joe Thomas about how at like 4 or 5 weeks, he just felt comfortable with the defense. So yeah. What is it between then and now that has allowed him to play so free? Is it simply just knowing it better?
Yeah, I think it took him a while to feel confident. He's been around and he understands football, but to really dig into the scheme, coming in at that point of time late in the season, not a whole lot of reps and not even a whole lot of meeting time to really build that base and bring him up to speed. So he's really on top of the X's and O's, the communication, and build up that way. But I think once he, like you said, once he started to get there at the end of the season, once he was able to put into his mind, okay, I've had that concept before somewhere else, I just got to know, here we call it this, you know, and conceptually start thinking about the defense's understanding, and understanding him that way. I think that's when it took off for him, and then that just rolled right into the off season, and he's been up to speed ever since.
Other than the obvious of knocking the football out, what did Blake do well to put himself in those positions Thursday night?
I think it starts with that of just his pursuit and finish and his play style. He's become, it's easy to say effort, but when I talk to the guys in there and we talk about our play style and our pursuit and finish, it's not just effort. Everybody at this level should be playing the game hard, running to the ball. But just like he did on that play where he knocked it out, of finishing with a purpose to make a play. And I think that's what he did coming out of the stack there. He didn't give up on the play. He was running hard. He finished, physically knocked that ball out. And he did a lot of other good things in the run game too. But I think his confidence and his play style are going to give him a chance to make a lot of plays like that this year.
Scott, when you look at Joe, the play, obviously the interception kind of stands out, but what did you think of the game he put together and where he's at right now?
I like the way he worked. Once again, he mixed in with some different personnel groupings he was involved in at all. He had the nice interception there. He made the play that came to him. That's something we've always talked about of when you have the opportunity, no missed opportunities. He caught the ball and made a play there. I thought he did a good job on that fourth down stop coming out of the stack and putting his body on the tackle right there. And it, like everything else, him just being continuing to grow in the role of that dime personnel, the sub stuff, but also being the best first and second down player he can be as well on base down and distances of playing the run, the play action pass, and then continuing to develop that dime role that he's filled.
How have you kind of seen him develop with, you know, as far as chemistry and rapport with Morgan, you know, and working in some of those packages together over the last year?
You know, it's probably easier for Joe because whatever you want to call it, the nitro, the different packages, it was dime for those two last year in a lot of ways they worked in down in the box together. So Joe was filled that dime role. Last year it was Micah a little bit more, but Morgan filled in the nitro package last year. And I think those two just have probably a little bit more chemistry just because of the history they have together in the communication of working together in the past.
Anything else for Coach?
When you have players, the younger players go through OTAs, mini camp, training camp, and they only get 5 snaps in a preseason game, that's got to heighten their sense of urgency for the next week.
Yep.
You see that?
There's no doubt. We've talked about that, and we're always going to want more reps. They're going to want more reps. But at the same time, we take advantage of our opportunities. We understand that practice this time of year is just as important as the games, as showing up there, taking advantage of not only those game opportunities but the practice snaps and show up there. And then we're fighting and competing for everything that we can get.
Thank you.